We're delighted to welcome, I think for the first time, Josh Hall is the head basketball coach for the Jackson Homeschool Patriots. And we thought we'd find out a little bit about that program. Josh, thanks for joining us. I know you're busy today.
Oh, thank you, Greg. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, I don't know a lot about the homeschool program. Tell our listeners, Josh.
Yeah, so I'll give you a little bit of an overview. We're made up of homeschooled boys. We've got three boys teams, an elementary team, a junior high, and a varsity team. We've been the last 4 or 5 years, seasons or so, really focusing on improving and making it a competitive basketball program. This year also, we're starting up, we've got a girls team starting up, a junior high girls team. We play our games and have our practices out at First Baptist Church in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's one question I hear. Where do you play? So you're out in Brooklyn.
We are out in Brooklyn. And then we're all over the place after that. So, you know, especially the varsity team this year, we've got close to 40 games on our schedule.
Well, how do you find players for your program, Josh?
It's a little tricky. There's a couple of co-ops, a couple of homeschool co-ops in town, and we communicate through that as best we can. Word of mouth. Sometimes it's hard to find, you know, all the homeschoolers out there. So we're always looking for new players. We've got on the varsity team this year, especially. I'm going to have a big turnover next year. There's 8 seniors out of 14 players. So word of mouth, Facebook, and through those co-ops is about the best way we found so far to advertise.
Well, that's the first time I've heard Facebook for a high school coach.
Yeah. You know, a lot of these, a lot of the homeschool programs, because we play a mix of teams. We play the private schools. We play some charter schools. I've heard you've been announcing our scores. We played Will Carlton out of Hillsdale, Pansacia from Coldwater. We've got a game with Rudolph Steiner, a charter school in Ann Arbor on Monday. So we've got those games. And we've also got the games we play with the various homeschool programs around the state, like Lansing and Grand Rapids and Novi, Howell, Kalamazoo. They've got, you know, really strong homeschool programs in a lot of those areas. We joined a league this year for the first time, too, which is really good competition. There's three homeschool groups from Indiana in it, one from Ohio, and then three from Michigan. And so sometimes we meet on Saturdays, knock out a couple of games with those groups, and that's been really good competition for the guys as well.
So, Josh, it sounds like you do some traveling.
We do some traveling, yeah, for sure, especially, you know, with 40 games. But, you know, you knock out 2 in one day sometimes. We played in Washtenaw Christian Tournament earlier in the year, and I think we ended up playing 3 games on that day with a little bit different time clock. But that's how we get so many games in. So it is more like a travel basketball. A couple of weeks. On the 2nd, I believe, on Saturday, we have to go down to Fort Wayne to play 2 of those league games. So there's a bit of travel involved, yeah, for sure.
Now, are you in the MHSAA postseason tournament?
No, we are not. That's a good question, Greg. We're in there's a similar homeschool association, and so we're in that, and the season culminates at the end of the year around, I think it's February 15th this year, is the state homeschool basketball tournament. So, and that's up in Mount Pleasant at Maury mm-hmm. Courts, and a little bit different from the public school one is every single team gets to participate in the state tournament. So at the end of the season, they're crowning a homeschool state champion for elementary, for junior high, for varsity, for boys, for girls, for every single age division. So there's about 120 teams that meet up in Mount Pleasant that weekend. And there's 8 courts going to basketball. It's just, it's really fun, really neat time.
Wow, I would have never guessed that. I know you're excited about your team.
Absolutely. I'm so excited about them. Yeah, we've had just the growth of these guys the past 4 or 5 years, the talent. The guys have really worked hard and really raised the bar the last couple of years. We've had summer open gyms going. We've had skills you know, where they learn skills and they play some basketball at the same time. The last couple of years, we've brought in some trainers to help them work on, you know, some of those new skills that I can't physically do anymore and, you know, never learned. I 100 years ago, the Euro step didn't exist. And so we brought these guys in to, you know, teach them how to do it. And they're really responding well, really working hard. So I'm super proud of them. One of the big challenges we have, Greg, is junior high. So we don't have quite enough to make a junior varsity team. So you've got your junior high players, and they go from junior high basketball, and then their next step is varsity. And as you can imagine, that's a pretty big leap. So, you know, getting those guys ready for varsity basketball, and that's another, you know, reason why we play so many games, is it takes them a while to adjust to the speed of the game.
Josh, can you talk about or mention a couple of your key players?
Yeah, absolutely. So this year it's been a little adversity. I think we're sitting at 16-12 right now, which is phenomenal. Eight of those 12 losses were close games, so the guys have really responded. We had some key injuries early in the year, so, you know, it's been, you know, the younger guys stepping up. But, you know, if I think of there's a core three, I've got Carter Fannin, David Marsh, and Brendan Hall. All three of those guys are averaging right around 15, 16 points a game. I think Carter's averaging 15 and 10 rebounds. David's got around 15 points, 6 boards, 6 assists, and then Brendan's getting about 16 points a game and really our big outside threat. So those guys are just having phenomenal seasons.
We got a lot of seniors, so that helps the cause. What does it look like in the future for you guys?
Yeah, that's a good question, Greg. We're going to have a retrospective meeting, which we do every year after the season ends, to try and figure out and forecast what the teams are going to be like. And then, you know, scheduling happens over the summer. So it gets a little tricky. You don't know for sure if you're going to have a JV team or a varsity team or what exactly you're going to have. So we'll have to figure that out this summer, and hopefully we get some new blood in to help us out. Having that elementary team has been huge. We started that up about 4 years ago, and that's really been a nice feeder system into the program. But some of these, you know, these senior guys right now, the elementary team wasn't around when they started, so we're starting to, you know, reap the benefits of that elementary program, but it takes a few years.
Josh Hall with us. He's the coach of the Jackson Homeschool Patriots. Josh, where do you find time, and how did you get involved in the program? I know you put in a lot of hours at Consumers Energy.
Yeah. You just do it, Greg. I don't have like a solid answer for you. I suppose you lose a little sleep and you increase the caffeine intake. There's lots of days where, you know, I'm leaving work and I'm heading to either practice or a game. But you know, both my boys are in the program and they love basketball too. So you just make sacrifices and you figure it out. We're a volunteer organization too. There's no, you know, nobody's doing this for a big paycheck or anything. It's parent run and parent led. All the other coaches, Kent Fannin and Denny Scott on the junior high and elementary teams, we're all volunteers, and we're doing it for the love of the kids and for the love of the game.
So if somebody's hearing us today, Josh, and they're interested in the program, what should they do? What do you recommend?
Yeah, they can. I recommend that they look us up. There's a couple of different ways. I mean, they can look us up on Facebook and, you know, message us through that. That's probably the easiest way. And then we can get them all the information that they need through that.
So the big weekend for you then, what is that, postseason tournament in February?
That's the big weekend. They what they do in the homeschool state tournament is that weekend. There's just tons of games played Friday and Saturday, and they narrow it down to the final two. And then they take a 2-week break, and then they have the finals all in one day, 2 weeks after that. So that's it. We're gearing up for that. We've got our conference tournament. I mentioned we're in a conference for the first time this year, and that's coming up on the 2nd of February. So that'll be a good weekend as well. That'll be in Fort Wayne that day.
Well, good luck to you. Having a good year. Hopefully you get a get a trophy or two here in February.
Yeah, that'd be nice, Greg. We are having a good year. We, like I said, just dealing with the adversity and some close, tough losses. The fact that, we had those key injuries and then we have a really tough schedule. That was, one of the changes we made 4 or 5 years ago is in order to get these guys better, we've got to have good competition for them. And so a tough schedule this year, but the guys have really responded well, played up to the competition. So I'm super, super proud of everybody on the team and how they've responded this year.
Yeah, I think you told me you guys scrimmaged Lumen.
We did, yeah. So, yep, in the summer we tried to, get them playing as much as I could. Took them to a tournament out at Siena Heights for a week for a Saturday. We scrimmaged Vandercook. We scrimmaged Lumen. We scrimmaged Jackson Christian. So, if there's any other coaches out there listening that want to scrimmage in the summer, I'm open. They make fun of me. My mantra here is we play anybody, anytime, anywhere. So, get a hold of us and we'll play ya.
Well, Josh, we appreciate the visit and keep up the good work. Good luck with the program.
All right. Thank you very much, Greg. Again, appreciate you having me on and thank you for announcing the scores and keeping everybody up to date on how we're doing.
Well, Patriots, thanks, Josh. Josh Hall, who is the head coach, the Jackson Homeschool Patriots.